Mama?
Birch, I am so sorry for your father's behavior. I had a talk with him.
It's all right, Mama. I'm sorry for my behavior, too.
Is it true? You're going through therapy?
Yes. Have been for years.
It was that karate teacher, wasn't it?
Mama, if I'm going to reveal that stuff to you, you have to hear the whole story. Are you sure?
I am your mother. It doesn't matter whether I find it hard to accept. You're my son. You will always be my son, and my son is hurting. And I want to know why.
Well, that began a 2-hour conversation. I explained what happened with Roger. Found my love of music because of the piano lessons. Why I decided I couldn't enter the Air Force through some twisted logic that it would only make matters worse and would not let me continue with my music. Joining Grizzly Stoughton Young, then leaving. Everything that happened during the time and afterwards with Stan. How I nearly cost him his life, then saved it. Which is why I felt responsible to help him. The progress both Stan and I have made in the 10 years we've known each other.
My, that's a lot to take in, Birch. You definitely have not led a boring life. But I can't help but blame myself, since I was the one who got you those karate lessons.
But you also got me those piano lessons that sparked my love of music. Like I said, Mama, Roger didn't do anything I didn't let him do. I was so starved for male companionship, what with Dan in Spain and Dad in Iraq. I wish for just one moment that Dad had told me that he loved me. Maybe then all this could have been avoided.
Oh, Birch. In 30 years of knowing him, you never figured it out?
Figured what out?
Birch, I've been married to that man for over 40 years. In all that time, he never said he loved me.
Not even when he proposed?
Never, Birch. Never once. Even when we were dating. He always seemed so cool and professional. I realized he just found it hard to say. But I knew. He didn't have to say it. I knew.
I didn't know that.
Of course you didn't. I watched you grow up, Birch. You're too much like your father. Proud, keeping your feelings to yourself, not showing your pain, your struggles, or your joy. How often did you tell your father that you loved him?
I thought he knew.
Just like he thought you knew, Birch. This is why your refusal to go to the Air Force cut him so deeply. He saw it as a rejection of him.
Well, it almost was. I mean, he didn't have to tell me he loved me. He could have shown it instead of abandoning me.
Birch, when your brother was sent to Spain, your father nearly resigned his commission.
What? But the Air Force is his life. Why would he do that?
Isn't it obvious? He wanted to be a home for you, but he couldn't. There were too many relying on him for his leadership.
Well, you'd at least think, after all these years, he would be happy that I made a success of myself despite his neglect.
Birch.
Just once. Couldn't he have shown me just a little bit of love? But no, I come home and he insults me, deepens the wound.
Birch!
Why would he do that, Mama? Why?
Birch, your father is dying.
What?
He didn't want you to know. You or Dan. But you deserve to know. He was diagnosed with bone cancer a year ago. He's been undergoing chemotherapy, but they recently found more cancer in his spine. They don't expect him to survive.
How soon?
Doctors, they don't know. It could be months. Could be years. He may require a wheelchair with both his knees and his back very soon.
But why? Why didn't he want us?
Oh, Birch. You at least know that about him. He never wants anyone to worry about him. It's part of why he keeps so distant.
I've got to try again. Stay right there. I'm coming back.
No, Birch, trust me. He's completely closed off right now. It's going to take me days to get his spirit off the floor.
But what can I... I can't leave us like this, Mama. I can't live my life without you and Dad in it anymore. What do I do?
Birch, if you can move the hearts of millions with your music, you can move the heart of your father. You prepare something in your concert, Birch, and I'll find some way to get him there.
Are you sure he'll come?
Birch, I can be just as stubborn as he is, and then some. I think that was what attracted him to me in the first place. Yet it still amazes me that you want us in your life so much. You're rich, famous. You have millions who love you, Birch.
But Mama, without you getting me those piano lessons, I wouldn't be here. I owe you too much. I could own the whole world, but without you and Dad, it would never be enough.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me. Getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? 'Cause Mama, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars I steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough for me. Never, 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 never for me. For me, never enough. Never enough. Never enough. Shine of a thousand spotlights. All the stars I steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough. For me, never enough, never enough, never enough, for me, for me. For me.